The Adventurer by Brandy Marks, excerpt chapter 2. Long after Lucifer's repentance, recalling the events that had taken place, Mayer shares them with an unexpected companion. I'd never seen Yeshua in the throne room. He has always been among the angels or mortals where he appeared as a man. His voice, though, like a waterfall bore down, yet the power of it moved softly to my ears, captivated by the memory. She pauses a moment. It sounds amazing, but did you know what he would ask of you? Her friend asked as they sat conversing. I didn't know what to think. The throne room was heart-stopping. What happened? Curious about Lucifer and the other celestials, she waits to hear more of Mira's experience and what it was like to confront Hell's ruler. Taking a deep breath, Mayra says, my stomach twists thinking of it. She smiles, recalling not as she'd imagine the Lord's voice to sound, rather it was gentle and caring. There's a task I'd like you to do. You said yes, of course. Her friend's eyes light with excitement. I was speechless and didn't know what to say. All I could do was focus on Adonai and wonder at his next words. What was it he asked of you? If you're willing, he says, I'd like you to approach Lucifer, request his repentance to release him from his current binding as a dragon. I guess, to catch my breath at the absurd nature of his request. And yes, like you, I was speechless and asked him to repeat himself. He assured me I had nothing to fear. He must have known I was terrified, going before a dragon and Hell's ruler. Who wouldn't be? If the Lord was sending you to do what Lucifer had agreed to, why be afraid? She thinks, what a privilege and not to fear. Except I've never been before the Lord of Heaven. Long ago, Lucifer's evil nature accosted me as I was about to give birth. Not a believer then. He eagerly awaited my death to take me into hell and doubtless ravage me, forcing Andres to watch, then turn me over to his demons, so he had vowed. Oh no, yet her friend recalls Andres' fiery dragon self and how she'd manipulated him, using sex to gain an advantage. I found it both exciting and terrifying. Still, Mayra is a mortal soul, human then. Mayra continues, you can imagine how terrified I was then, and now had to calm down and give an answer, one I didn't want to do. Still, how could I refuse Adonai? The other nods in understanding. I don't know if I can, Lord, I say, ask Lucifer to repent so he is no longer a dragon. Are you sure this is what you want? Of course, you are, or you would never have asked. Mayra shakes her head at the memory and how foolish her words now seem. Patiently Adonai waited. He knew what I'd do before he even asked. Still, I asked him to give me time to think it over. I'd love to do the Lord a favor. Still, I understand, she says, thinking, so much power being around the Lord. She felt a tingle of delight. Mayra nods. 2 days later, in the throne room, I agreed to do as asked. Ariel went with me into hell as support. Another angel was with us, though I'm sure why Layla was there. She shrugs. A feeling of doom prevailed. I imagined this dragon devouring me. It took my breath away. Still, Miriam told me she also had similar fears when first facing Lucifer as a dragon, which helped. Excited in the telling, her friend exclaimed, what did he do? Lucifer's eyes widened in surprise, seeing me, likely wondering, why is Mayra here? Not believing, Adonai sent me to set him free. Though Yeshua truly is the one who released his chains, freeing him, coming upon his dragon self in the dark corridor, I took a step back. Indeed, I wanted to run away, panting in terror, my voice silenced. Well, hello, he says, with a slight snicker. His voice, while low, seems to vibrate, bringing tendrils of smoke, a flicker of fire, like a whispering in the air, a breeze moving flames through dry leaves. She chuckles, the creature who approached me. I nearly fled and he knew I was frightened, yet stopped a snarl curling his upper lip. Miriam later told me, the transformation would not have taken place had his heart not been true. Swallowing, her friend's heart raced, imagining the powerful dragon, as excitement coursed. Seeing him, I pressed closer to the wall. Lucifer almost laughed. You know that sparkle of amusement that lights one's eyes when they find a situation humorous? Her friend nods in understanding. Lucifer, I said, the Lord bid me come speak. Barely able to breathe, I whisper the words, I'll not soon forget Lucifer, son of the dawn. I had to stop and calm down. She swallows, recollecting. I repeated, Lucifer, morning star, son of the dawn, are you prepared to repent to Lord Adonai, to rend your heart, to turn unto the Lord gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and to repent of all your iniquity, now and forevermore? Her face now sad yet calm. It's odd, but as I spoke, I saw stark terror in his eyes at what the Lord asked of him. All I could do was wait and hold my breath while he made the decision. It was the most difficult choice he'd ever had to make, and a most humbling one, I imagine.